Imagine sitting in a restaurant on a perfect date, secretly guided by a dating coach holding cue cards behind your match. You execute each technique flawlessly. Positive conversation, playful disagreement, natural touch, building tension. When your date eagerly requests a second meeting before the meal ends, the realization hits. This approach actually works. This scene from Shannon Boodram's life as a certified sexologist perfectly captures her philosophy. Finding love isn't about luck or looks, but strategy and skill. In today's challenging dating landscape, what Vanity Fair calls the dating apocalypse, her five-phase program offers hope for the romantically frustrated. With over 35 million YouTube viewers and celebrity endorsements, Boodram's message is clear. Stop waiting for luck to fix your lonely heart and start playing the game of desire strategically. Why do some people thrive romantically while others struggle? The secret lies in approaching relationships with the same strategic mindset we apply to careers and finances. According to social scientist David Brooks, 2/3 of our happiness comes from close relationships, making this perhaps life's most important skill to master. Yet most people have no structured approach to finding love. The current landscape presents unique challenges. Women outnumbering men in many cities, casual hookups dominating the scene, dating apps rarely leading to relationships, and widespread loneliness. But Boodram's methodology rejects the notion that finding love depends on luck or appearance. Instead, she views dating as a game anyone can learn through study and practice. The first phase focused on deep self-knowledge. Boodram observed how these women minimized their achievements and used closed-off body language, signaling they weren't truly ready to connect despite opportunities. To address this, Boodram provided a self-summary workbook covering essential frameworks: turn-on triggers, what activates desire, love languages, preferred ways of receiving love, and attachment styles, relationship patterns. This foundation was crucial. Without language to describe your needs, how can you communicate them to partners? Next came confronting relationship patterns through ex-partner feedback, examining how the women had contributed to relationship failures, not just how they'd been hurt. The insights revealed Stephanie's confidence-driven neediness, Charisse's attraction to emotional unavailability, and Deshaun's poor listening skills. Dr. Barry Goldstein identified 4 key relationship incompatibilities: physical, emotional, intellectual, and lifestyle differences. This helped pinpoint cornerstone memories, traumatic experiences that hardened into character traits. To break free, Boodram shared Winnie Harlow's insight: confidence isn't a superpower, but a skill practiced until mastered. With deeper self-understanding, the women transformed both appearance and mindset through makeovers and profile photos using psychological tricks, like incorporating birthday cake as props, since birthday imagery naturally draws more attention. Boodram challenged the cliche to just be yourself when dating isn't working. She questioned which version of yourself should be presented, arguing that the only true self is the one someone consistently chooses to be. This makes intentional self-improvement valid when current approaches fail. Drawing from Robert Greene's The Art of Seduction, Boodram outlined 9 seductive styles, ranging from the jaw-slash-panty-dropper, Marilyn Monroe, to the kindness killer, Michelle Obama, to the zero-fucks, authenticity-focused type, Channing Tatum. Mastering multiple styles creates exceptional appeal. The women created detailed job listings for potential partners, identifying their frozen 5, their 5 most important traits in a partner. This prevents the mistake of promoting the plumber to the executive suite just because they know how to lay the pipe. For online dating success, use bright colors and photos, create pictures that tell your story, and craft conversation-starting profiles. Women who message first are 2.5 times more likely to get responses, and expanding beyond your physical type increases options significantly. Flirting expert Ari Fitz defines flirting as communication plus sparks, emphasizing confident intent over neediness. Her technique includes strategic body positioning, appropriate touch, mirroring behaviors, measured boldness, and slowed speech. Nina Ross, the six-figure stripper, shared conversation techniques. Assess emotional readiness, establish eye contact, ask engaging questions, and discuss intriguing topics beyond small talk. The women tested these skills in real settings, framing approaches as experiments. If rejected, the theory failed, not them. At a record store, they discovered merely being approachable yielded poor results, while actively approaching people dramatically increased success. Their conclusion? Women should make the first move to control their interactions. An experiment compared appearance versus approach effectiveness. Participants dressed provocatively but acting standoffish received minimal quality attention. However, when wearing comfortable clothes but actively initiating conversations, results improved dramatically. Courtney charmed multiple men, while Deshaun connected with an attractive guy. Conclusion? Looking good attracts initial attention, but being approachable and initiating contact yields better connections. In the final phase, participants applied all learnings with remarkable results. Priscilla connected with her ideal type by positioning herself strategically while demonstrating her triple threat, looking stunning, being confidently funny, and proudly discussing her son. Deshaun visited London to explore a promising connection, experiencing great chemistry and satisfying intimacy. Maya enjoyed her first ever second date, lasting until 2 a.m. with an OkCupid match. Stephanie's transformation was perhaps most profound. Feeling confident on her second date with a high-interest match, she made him work around her schedule, finally understanding that the goal wasn't to be taken, but to take more. 3 months post-program, the women flourished as expert connectors with transformed lives. Courtney's relationship with River strengthened enough to prompt her Dallas transfer request. She began traveling internationally alone, redesigned her home, and addressed deep trauma. Deshaun confronted her difficult boss, securing both a transfer and promotion, while launching Stemming Upward, a tutoring company combining STEM education with social skills for young women of color. The program succeeded by activating each person's innate potential rather than focusing on appearances. Masterful seduction isn't limited to the conventionally attractive. It's a skill developed through bold action and consistent practice. By applying career-like discipline to relationships, anyone can master meaningful connection. Boodrum tested her theories with six diverse women in Los Angeles: Courtney, a property manager with sabotaging communication; Priscilla, a shy mother attracted to narcissists; Stephanie, an Ivy League graduate lacking confidence; Maya, a socially anxious creative with minimal dating experience; Deshaun, an environmental engineer feeling excluded from dating narratives; and Charisse, an accomplished professional with a 5-year dating gap. These women discovered that finding love isn't about waiting for the perfect person, but becoming someone who creates desired connections. The most seductive quality isn't physical perfection, but the confidence from knowing your value. The game of desire focuses on authentic connection rather than manipulation. What makes this approach revolutionary is its emphasis on action over theory. Instead of analyzing why we're single, Boodrum advocates strategic experimentation where each interaction becomes a learning opportunity. By treating dating as a skill to master rather than a lottery to win, we transform both our romantic prospects and our approach to human connection. The key lesson: love isn't something that happens to you. It's something you create through intention, practice, and strategic self-development.